USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another night of protests in Minnesota over a deadly police shooting. About 100 people arrested Friday night in the sixth night of protests over the death of Dante Wright, the 20-year-old shot to death by a Brooklyn Center police officer. That officer charged with second-degree manslaughter. China Whitaker, the mother of Wright's 2-year-old son, addressing the media yesterday.
I'm just really hurt for my son because, like, he doesn't have his father now. And it's like, it's kind of stressful on me because, like, I really don't want to do this by myself.
Whitaker also expressing gratitude for the support she has received since Sunday's shooting. The number of COVID deaths worldwide topping a grim milestone. Over 3 million deaths reached this morning based on numbers by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. recording the most deaths, over 566,000. According to JHU, 9 countries have yet to record a COVID death. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Enough is enough. That seems to be the message from President Biden after a deadly mass workplace shooting in Indianapolis. 8 people killed in Thursday's shooting at a FedEx facility. Biden sharing his thoughts at the White House Friday.
Every single day there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas. It's a national embarrassment and must come to an end.
19-year-old Brandon Hole ID'd as the gunman, the former FedEx employee killed by what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators at Hole's home Friday seizing evidence, no word on a motive. Meanwhile, Biden facing backlash from some Democrats over an apparent flip-flop over refugee limits. Biden campaigning with a promise to lift the refugee cap from 15,000 imposed by President Trump to 125,000. Friday, the White House announces the cap will remain at 15,000. That leads to criticism from some Democrats like Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who calls the decision unacceptable. Later on Friday, the White House says the cap will be lifted next month, and it will be somewhere between 15,000 and 62,500. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden meeting with Japan's Prime Minister at the White House Friday. Wendy King reports.
President Biden has hosted his first face-to-face meeting at the White House since becoming president. He hosted Japanese Prime Minister Suga. He said the two affirmed their ironclad support for the U.S.-Japanese alliance, as well as shared security in the region.
Committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Biden said both are committed to advancing shared values. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Derek Chauvin trial coming to an end. Tim Berg has more.
Closing arguments in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin begin Monday. The defense rested on Thursday, a month before the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Chauvin facing up to 15 years if convicted. Reacting to Chauvin not taking the stand in his own defense, ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams tells ABC's Good Morning America.
I'll bet they discussed it a lot, but probably not a lot of debate. The problem for Derek Chauvin in taking the witness stand is he would have had to explain not just why he put his knee onto George Floyd, but why he had it there in minute 7 and minute 8, etc. And I think that there just weren't good enough answers for that to allow him to take the witness stand.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.